have any stories or anything.
Yes, you do.
But,
You always have good stories, Joe.
Well, no. Just something little. I mean,
tell us about the bolts you put together. he was good.
He was good. But no, I mean,
tell us about the nuts and bolts of the relationship.
So, what I remember most about it was, you know, a fixture for the holidays. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, every holiday, I just like this, I loved it. I mean, and I miss it, and I mean, there's nothing like it.
Yeah.
And, you know, just everyone getting together, and, you know, I'm very different than Ed. You know, he's smart, he's intellectual, he's musical, you know, and I mean, I even try to grow a beard like him, and I can't do it. So, I mean, the one thing that I'll never, ever forget from Ed was his deep, bellowing, his laugh. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could hear it. I mean, I remember sleeping in Lynchburg, upstairs. And, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning, and I would hear it. I'm like, all right, time to get up. You know, that, and you could hear it, you know, outside. Down, I mean, his laugh was like, you know, that's what spoke to me most about Ed. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't understand half the other stuff that he was talking about. But no, he will be deeply missed. I mean, he left behind, you know, this, which is, I mean, this is unbelievable. This is great right here. And, I mean, two great sons. Like I said, we're nothing alike. I have two daughters. He has two sons. And but no, he will be missed. But I think this is exactly what he would have wanted. You know,
yeah.
This everyone opening up. He probably would have wanted some music on in the background. But
yes.
I think.
I fail on my
part. Actually, we keep him alive anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean,
I can
he's
going to
be alive with me.
Absolutely.
Till
right.
The end of my life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.